Sports. The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you feel it? Hey, can you feel it? I ask you a question. Can you feel it? How happy am I? How happy am I that we're having Sammy McCon today? Very excited to have Sam on.
Why?
Love talking to him. Love talking to Sam. From the Athletic. Jason Ross, Christopher Lott, I'm Carmichael Dave. It is Thursday, May 9th. We have a brand new program for you. No repeats today.
Nope.
Even though it's summer.
It's not.
Ish. 2 weeks ago today, Kings, Pelicans, I think.
No.
2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Maybe three.
There's been three.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
Wow. Really? That long?
Well, we're in the second round of the playoffs. Those usually take 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. I thought it was 2 weeks.
No.
Well, stop thinking, David. Yeah.
I think the season ended a month from Sunday.
What, April 19th was the game?
So 26. Yeah, 3 weeks from yesterday. Jeez. Or from tomorrow.
From tomorrow. Well, one, two. Yeah, you called it, man. Good call, Jason.
Hey, I like that call.
I like that game.
Which one?
The King Pelicans.
Oh, you didn't like that game.
Did not. Did not. Love the city, hate the game.
Where's the hat?
Mine?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I just got up super early this morning. I was really bouncing off the walls yesterday. Thanks, by the way. And, everything. It's just a scheduling thing with my kiddos. So thank you guys who have to put up with that crap. Talking to the people I work with, not you listeners. Although you have to put up with crap. How was the show yesterday, man?
Yeah.
And then, went to bed early last night. Popped up this morning like 3.
Mm.
Just like, ning. So did a bunch of work and hopped in the shower. I like morning showers better than evening showers.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I just, in this job, generally, I'll shower right before I go to bed. But the problem is, you have a bad dream or something, you sweat, you do it. I feel more awake and ready if I had a morning shower.
Gotcha.
Makes sense. And then, then I can comb the hair.
Right. It's good hair day today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It is. It's good hair Thursday. And we appreciate you joining us. It does look like...
I mean, 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3, what?
Good hair.
Wow. I mean, just unnecessary, unnecessary shots.
Yours is fine.
Huh? Chris is fine? Yeah, I disagree, Chris.
Wouldn't be that bad.
Yours, you do not have a hair out of place. I can say that honest to God. Honest to God. As a matter of fact, it's kind of funny. Like, that's going to sound stupid, but I mean it in only the best ways. I actually like you with your hair now. I actually think you look better than you did when you did have hair. Not that there's anything wrong with when you had hair. I just think it's a cool look. But on
you didn't like the braids.
I didn't like the. I just felt like
much.
Yeah, it was just a little too over the top.
Trying hard.
Because you had the braids and you had the bleached bangs for some reason.
Yeah, like the one and like the
bad.
One purple strand.
Yeah. You guys didn't say anything then.
Well, what are we gonna say?
Now it makes me feel bad. Now
I don't want to mess with your confidence.
Okay.
Facebook memories, I don't know, it was like a week or two ago. Remember the party Katie had at her house when she got the – and so there was a
– No.
There was – you weren't there? There was a there was a picture of you, me, Deuce, and Morgan
okay.
at the party and at least it popped up on Facebook. And you had just a coif.
Just a big old just a mulletino.
And now to me, that looks weird. Okay. Not weird in a bad way, just weird in a difference. Like, I'm not used.
You've seen that.
No, not used to that. Now it's like you got the bald look going, got the stubble.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Thanks.
Although I do think I would, I keep saying that, I would like to see you grow the beard out one day. Like, you know, like have a summer beard.
Ooh, I think that needs to be a winter beard.
A winter beard? Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's actually true. Well, but the reason
it's about time to shave for me, by the way.
Yeah, I figured. I say, you know, do that this weekend. But you have, like, you're not Vlade, but
no.
You have
your farm. I used to take forever, and so it's just time has changed.
Well, that's the older you get.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it took me a long, like, there was a time, like, I can't even grow a beard, and then.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you've always been, you seem like a beard guy.
I was kind of a baby face for a long time, and then now it's like, it grows faster.
The reason I said summer instead of winter is because I figured it'd be more difficult for you during King season because you're doing Kingsy stuff to like roll around with a beard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a beard. Not like a stubbly beard, but like a beard. You had a mustache goatee thing going on.
I did for a little while.
That was cool. It was like Bizarro Jason.
Yeah.
Chris, could you grow a beard? I mean, I know you have a little mustache-y thing and all that. You like kind of have a beard.
If I grow it out.
Yeah, like.
Beard now, I had a.
Isn't he?
That's what I'm saying, but like his is very, very, very short.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, could you grow a beard?
Yeah. I had a pretty good one during COVID.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, speaking of Facebook memories, yesterday, remember the thing Dapper did on us doing the show? Michelle Dapper, KCRA, did on, she came out to my house when we were doing the COVID shows.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday that popped up. And it was also. The same day, maybe it was the year, it was a couple years after where I did a thing on the hiring of Mike Brown. And it was like, I was like super pissed. You could tell like that was on 3-2. And I was like, it's never going to change until they just let them do their thing. We're going to be sitting here. I literally said, we'll be sitting here in two. This is right after Luke Walton. We're sitting here in 2 years. We're going to be having the same conversation with another new coach unless they get out of the way and let the GM and the new coach do their thing. And you know what? Props to them. They've gotten out of the way. They let the GM and the coach do their thing. And you know what? Look at what the GM and the coach are doing.
That's right.
They're missing the playoffs. Well, still. but my point was I had some weird long goatee Lane Staley RAP thing going. COVID was, I mean, sickness aside, and I can already sense MC waking up here. It was just like, I want to see a documentary that like doesn't talk about COVID or any, doesn't get into any of that. Because there's plenty of, just like all the weird stuff.
That we did.
That we did and that like, that is something that we're going to talk about when we're grandpas.
Yeah.
Remember that comedian Bo Burnham that did that Netflix special that was crazy for a second where he like filmed the whole thing in his house and then released it. It was a one-man show with all these different skits and stuff. I know they tried comedy on like Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's actually been some pretty saying things like there's been some pretty cool things that came out of COVID is an out of context thing, but you know, like I think about like what changed then that's kind of stuck around. I think the delivery services have gone through the roof. People just like we started doing like Walmart and grocery store delivery back. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we ever did it. I was always like, I'll never do that. I want to be able to feel the tomato and look at the meat, the steaks, hamburger, whatever. Unless it's something where, I need a couple of things for dinner tonight. But, like, our regular shopping. We go to Sam's Club in person, you know, about once a month. For the hot dog. And pretty much it's always, we do 90% of our grocery shopping online and have since COVID.
Okay.
It's just, we do the Walmart thing and we pay the, what is it, $50 a year or something for the free delivery. And we just, you know, I generally fruits and meats. We usually get in person, but when it comes to, you know, a box of hamburger helper or bottle of water or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there and deal with that crap. Just order it online. It's there in 2 hours.
Yeah.
They send you a little text. Fred is shopping for you. Oh, yeah. There's a substitution.
Oh, no, it's not Fred again.
No, not Fred. Oh, I don't want this. And usually their substitutions, like you win the substitutions. Like the 8-ounce thing of this cheese is out, so we're replacing it with 16 ounces of this cheese. You're like, that's a win.
Same price?
Same price. Nice. Yeah, they never put the price up on substitutions. But I'm trying to think, like, what else? I know, like, there's online cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Taro last week, and he was saying he still does. You want to talk about a racket, man. Good for him. Like, he'll do an online sushi course, and people like sushi at home while they're watching him. And then, you know, I don't know what he charges people, but, you know, it's not a dollar.
Right.
But you're just doing one class, and you got all, you could have people in Australia doing it, you know, and that's kind of cool. So yeah, I think, you know, a lot of stuff that we do, you know, I'm going to say everything out of there, you know, there's still some stuff that I think is in society now that, you know, working from home or at least remote working is a little more accepted now.
Though haven't you, I was going to ask you this, and maybe we talked about this a few weeks ago, but doesn't it feel like it's changed a while ago, but like, is it different now? Like driving in the morning? I feel like it's back to.
Yes.
You know,
oh, traffic,
and I don't know if there's something. I take city streets here.
Yes.
And I'm like, are the lights different? Like, I feel like missing way more, stopping on long. Like, these are lights that are always green.
Absolutely.
Because there's no reason for a cross.
Right.
Like, why is this red today again? And it's a long light. I'm like, what is happening?
You know how, like, the whole thing with somebody gets a puppy, and if you live with a puppy, you don't notice, but if it's their puppy and you go away for like 2 weeks and come back, it's really grown.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's how it is with traffic because you and I are there every day.
Yep.
But it is so much different now
than
it was. And listen, just peeling the curtain back. Man, I look back at that and it's like how that didn't just completely kill radio because pre-COVID, everyone was in their cars, mm-hmm. you know, 7, 8, 9 a.m. Everybody was in their cars 4, 5, 6 p.m. You know, you get COVID, the whole COVID thing, and like, oh, people are at home. Well, they can listen to their CD players or have the TV on, CD mm-hmm. players, or have their TV on or be streaming,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Netflix did pretty well.
Netflix did insane. And then we were just talking about it a couple weeks ago. In fact, our good friend Jason here is going to come on this summer to talk about a few projects he has and a couple of things on the old Down in the Valley. But we were talking he's having a baby, right? Oh. So we were talking about
that.
Can't
wait for that, Doc.
Yeah, right. That was the whole thing. I made that joke too when he told me. I was like, in a world. So we were just kind of talking because I forget the guy, Neil Brennan, the comedian, who was like Dave Chappelle's creative partner on a bunch of stuff. I saw a stand-up with him, and in the middle he does this riff on The Last Dance and watching The Last Dance during COVID, which Jason Aaron directed. So I call him like, dude, did you? He's like, yes, dude, I've had 80 people send it to me. But we started talking about like, remember when that came out? And it was going to be a huge doc anyways. But that was like a cultural touchstone. Yeah. Everyone gathered around the fire, sharing it. That for you and I, remember, we had nothing to talk about.
We had a breakdown of each Monday episode, you know, after Sunday's episode.
Yeah, that was actually, in retrospect, pretty cool having the director on every Monday. Yeah. But the because he would tell me, like, what a schedule. He was like, I'm doing FAN in New York, then Good Morning America at 7:30, then I'll be on Waddle and Sylvie in Chicago. He's Stern at 10 a.m. my time, and then you guys. Yeah. And it's like every other, we were really lucky because every show he was naming was, like, massive, huge market, huge show.
We were bigger.
But... And he said he was thinking about us when he was doing the other shows.
We had girth.
We had Upsize Matters, exactly. But people are like dying and it's a terrible thing. But from a pure viewing and documentary standpoint, there's never going to be another time in history better to debut an iconic documentary.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for a more captive audience.
Right.
And watching that thing with Michelle Dapper and the whole Channel 3 thing, it just reminded me, like, what was it, a good year plus? We had nothing. How did we get through that? Well, the audience. And thank you guys. But
Well, I, It wasn't as long. It wasn't that long.
What, is it 8 months, 6 months, 7 months?
Well, let's see. It like shut down in March, literally. I mean, now the shutdown and lockdown was longer, but sports member came back in August.
Yeah, that was the NBA, right?
The bubble, yeah. They were first. But still didn't mean it wasn't weird. And I'm thinking about doing games at, you know, we had cutouts the next season.
Cutouts at the
game. I remember doing games like on the concourse off of a monitor. Then we had a downstairs studio for a season. Then we had the year where it was like basically we had fans in cutouts.
There's, speaking of turnaround, there's his cutout. I think I had one with Puppy Gus. We all had, like, that's insane. When you look back on that, that's actually, like, we were in it.
Yeah.
But it was weird to just stop and be like, that was insane.
Yes.
And to imagine that prior impossible, to go back and check it out now, really.
It doesn't even seem real.
It kind of makes the whole, oh, we only have baseball to talk about, a little weird. So maybe less complaining about that, Jason.
Okay, well,
yeah,
do my part.
Stop doing that. Yeah. We'll take a break. When we come back, just a 30-second break here, so no getting up to pee. Sorry, you can do that later. When we come back, leading off, the Knicks go up 2-0. But there's a lot more to talk about than just the Knicks going up 2-0, including, I will tell you, one of the baddest boss moves I've ever seen an organization pull off with the Pacers. I'm going to tell you why this is such an awesome boss move by them. We have an MVP, no shocker, and Patrick Beverley's life is possibly getting a little bit more complicated. He's going to have a few speed bumps between now and the start of the year, and if you've ever gone over a speed bump in a Hoblet truck, let me tell you, it's almost like a speed annoyance. I don't know. Carmichael Dave here. Let me talk to you about my friends. My friends at Hoblet. You know, Memorial Day is coming up later this month, and I can tell you right now, I was looking. They got a lot of really, really good deals going on. You can sneak in. Let me talk to you about what is going on right now, because it is the season to save a heck of a lot of money at Hoblet Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram. Now remember, you're saying goodbye to the last of the gas-powered new Dodge Challenger and Chargers, but sending them out in style. Right now you can save up to $11,000 on the very last of the new 2023 Charger and Challenger Scat Packs in stock. Once they're gone forever. Don't wait. Do not. Don't miss your chance, as there's only a few left, and with savings like that, they won't last long. Hurry in before they're all gone, or search, select, and save through their whole inventory at HobletDodge.com. Unbeatable prices, unbeatable selection. Nobody beats Hoblet. Period. 30-second pause. We're back with Leading Off next.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
The New York Knicks are going to go up 2-0 in this best of seven Eastern Conference semifinal series. And a rivalry renewed is in the Knicks' favor as they win the first two games at home.
You heard it there second. You watched the game last night. Not a series yet, though, Jason.
Yeah, home team's won every game, right?
So home team has won every game.
Hasn't started. Like that Cavs Magic game series never started.
Has not started yet. Yeah. Although it might start tonight.
No, I mean Cavs Magic.
Oh, Cavs Magic. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, every home game was won, right?
Yeah.
So it never started.
There never was an actual series.
Didn't even happen.
If a home game doesn't win a game, or if a road team doesn't win a game in a series, did the series ever happen?
No.
In the woods?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Pacers 121, Knicks 130. That sounds weird when you do it in that order. Tyrese Haliburton, after taking only six shots, I think, in game one, rectified that 11-19, 34 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals. Hell of a game for him, but you couldn't overcome 29 from Brunson, 28 from OG and Anobi. And I'm going to start saying this, Jason. 19 points and 15 rebounds, 7 assists from the most underrated player in the NBA, Josh Hart. Also, ex-King Dante DiVincenzo had 28 as well. Mm-hmm. I really do think, I think, honestly. By the way, that's two, let's see. Let me give you a quick, you want a stat of the day, Jason?
Sure, I'll take it.
Ex-Sacramento Kings in this game, wearing the number zero, combined for 62 points, 13 assists, 12 rebounds, on 21 of 39 shooting in a combined 79 minutes. That's Tyrese Halliburton and Dante DiVincenzo. But Josh Hart in this series, Jason, has been, to me, the X factor. He's not Jalen Brunson. But this is a guy that has played the full 48 in both games.
Yeah.
And we talked about it earlier this year when the Kings played the Knicks a couple of times. He's a shooting guard who has made his way around the NBA a little bit. He's 6'4". This is a shooting guard that averaged 8.3 rebounds this year. And in this series so far, he's averaging 21.5 points and 14 boards. I love stories like this. Mm-hmm. I love it when guys come alive on a national stage. If you're a Knicks fan, you know who Hart's been all year long, but this dude's a stud.
What's interesting to me about the Knicks and even in this series, what still feels like it's being underreported is they have an all-star not playing in Julius Randle.
I feel
like everybody's forgotten that.
Yeah, you're right.
And they've forgotten it because of the way Hart and DiVincenzo and Hartenstein and all these other guys have played. And you know, I'm sure there's talk in New York, they're better without Randle. Well, they're different. And here's what's happened. DiVincenzo's starting, and he's playing great. So they found a version of this group that they're just, I mean, Thibodeau's playing basically seven players.
Yes, he's grinding.
And it feels like he's playing five, but you're just getting the most out of everybody you've got. But Randle's an incredible player, and they would be different with that, with him. And maybe in some cases better, maybe in some cases not as good. But whatever they've got left, they've maximized it. Now the concern is with OG as he left that game. So we'll see if he's able to come back.
Are you saying that a guy who averaged 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists on 47% from the field could? That's Julius Randle,
right? And I'm sure there's people in New York saying they're better without him.
Sure,
I'm sure they are. And I don't. How do you quantify that? Well, they're different.
Jason, we had that same experience here,
right?
When Chris Webber came back
in
the middle of that Peja year where they won 60 whatever games, there's no way they're better than with a perennial all-star MVP candidate in Webber, but
they found a way with that other group.
They found a way with that other group, and honestly, in hindsight 2020, of course you have to bring him back, but there are some that still say to this day that had Webber for some reason missed the whole year, there might have been a different outcome.
Might have been, and you know, I don't know. I think Randle is done for the season, correct?
I believe he is.
Yeah, but if he was magically available for game three, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want him, but there might be some adjustment. And now, again, he probably starts, DiVincenzo to the bench. Like, all the things you've just been working on and built your continuity on, you're disrupting that, even though you're adding a terrific player.
I would... On my list of guys to keep both of your eyes on, Julius Randle is at or near the top of that list for Kings fans. He has one more year left on his deal at $30.3 million. He has a player option at $32.4 million the following year. And you kind of feel like Randle's a guy you could grab for, you know, the old Harrison Barnes hurt or whatever that combo is. I could see the Knicks actually having a lot of interest in a Davion or a Keon Ellis. And then maybe you throw a future pick or two in there. And now all of a sudden you have a guy to go next to Sabonis, and you're looking at, again, if they re-sign Monk, you're looking at a Fox Monk, let's say, if he starts. Keegan Murray at the three, Julius Randle at the four, Domantas Sabonis at the five. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Randle is not without flaws, though.
Sure.
But you go from New York to Sacramento, that's a pretty big. Generally, when markets switch from big to small, it works out more often than it does.
Yeah.
So, more on that in a second. In the meantime, cut number two, please.
Cut number two.
The 2024 MVP from the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic.
And we congratulate the Joker, who for the third time is the Kia MVP of the NBA.
Three-time MVP Nikola Jokic. And there are some that say that he should be on his fourth in a row right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to this. We'll talk about it quite a few times today, including next. Also, in addition to talking about Nikola Jokic and his MVP and the voting, we got to talk about Shaquille O'Neal. Just a bum move by him last night. We have the audio to reflect that. Just he does this every once in a while. He'll say something like, he's old school. Yes, he is one of the greatest centers of all time, and he is incredibly intelligent and incredibly, I like the way he calls out players, and they respond. They all love and admire him. But sometimes I think he gets a little too over the top in his own Shaqness.
Mm.
And last night was an example of something where he just fumbled the ball. We'll take a break. When we come back, Jason, let's talk about Jokic. That's number three. Did he deserve it? Now, where does this put him in the pantheon of all-time great centers? We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that on Sackdown Sports.
Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Nikola Jokic is your MVP of the regular season, third time in 4 years for the Joker. Let's give you some numbers here, Jason. Players with three MVPs since 1990. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
There's your list.
Those two have four. He has three and could have four.
Could have had four. Before turning 30, Nikola Jokic has, including playoffs, had more than 15,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, 5,000 assists to go with a finals MVP and three regular season MVPs. He is the only player in the history of the NBA to reach each of those milestones before turning 30. I know that's one of those, like, and he had, you know,
yeah,
on a team that starts with D, you know, whatever. Ninth player to ever win league MVP three times. And they announced it on TNT. And I want to play you this clip. They had Jokic come on. And, you know, Jokic is a center. Shaquille O'Neal is on the panel. He is a center. And this is what I was referring to earlier. Here is, you have Jokic in this kind of grainy looking, Apple iMac cam looking interview. And Shaq took it upon himself to make the moment about Shaquille O'Neal.
Joker, as the president of the Big Man Alliance, you are the president of the Big Man Alliance. You know I love you, the best player in the league. I want to congratulate you, but I want you to hear from me first. I thought the SGA should have been the MVP. That's no disrespect to you, but congratulations. And what do you guys have to do to get back on track versus Minnesota?
Thank you, Shaq. We don't judge people here, you know, so that's fine. It's your opinion. I'm joking.
No, hey, all good. I love you. I love your brothers. One thing we always going to do is keep it real with each other. Congratulations. I love you.
No, for real, I think there is a lot of people, a lot of players that deserve it. You know, it's probably details and kind of small things, we have a tough stretch. We lost two games at home against Minnesota. Tomorrow we're going to Minnesota to.
He goes on to talk about that. It's just, to me, it's just so classless by Shaq.
Yeah, but okay. So here's my pushback in the sense he had already said he thought SGA should have won. Mm-hmm. So now you just said it on air. Now you're talking to the guy. Doesn't it sound like he's ducking him if he doesn't say it? So he's like, yeah. I want you to hear it from me first.
I think that's what Shaq was thinking.
Like, I actually thought he handled that well. Now, whether or not he already started with it.
Sure.
I don't know that I would have done it, but
you're bringing the guy on.
Just said, right. I think SGA should have won, and now you're bringing the MVP on, and you don't say that would be weird.
It's a valid point, and it just... And by the way, and Jokic handles it so beautifully.
He was great.
And he is great. He's so wonderful. He doesn't campaign for it. He really...
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking, I wish he would have gotten it too.
Seriously. Yeah. Like he probably on what Chris says. I don't disagree with that. He's probably like, I kind of wish he did get it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't want to deal with all this. I got to go do this thing, and now I got to do these awards and a ceremony. I probably got to do all these interviews. I'd rather focus on the fact we're down 0-2.
Right.
You know, I love Jokic. I'm going to put a statement out. I want to make a statement that is so full of hyperbole, but I want to see how quickly we can push back. And I'm going to go back to the old King of the Hill style. I'm going to put something at the top of the mm-hmm. mountain, and I want it knocked off. Nikola Jokic is the most unique athlete in sports history. Let me give my thought. He was picked in the second round. Famously, the draft was running a Taco Bell commercial because it didn't matter that much, and you saw him on the bottom line. So you've got that. You look at him, he does not look athletic. He looks like a dude that plays at the YMCA, as people say. A lot of guys will say in the media or put out the persona that, you know, hey, basketball is just a game, you know, blah. I really, to your point a few seconds ago, believe he does not care about the awards. And the NBA really is a job to him. His passion is his horses and his family and all that. He's doing unprecedented things before the age of 30. He is one of the most, at least, unlikely superstars in the game. And it still feels like when you look at jersey sales, when you have a three-time MVP reigning champion of the world, and how many guys ahead of him when it comes to star power in the league are there? At least 10. I just don't know what a comp is to him.
Okay, so here's my submission for King of the Hill of that.
Yeah.
But I know there's layers, so all of this sure. doesn't land, but I took it as least likely in the sense of where he's taken in the uh-huh. draft, in, you know, in an athletic, he's skilled, athletic, size, speed, strength.
There's only one guy.
I'm going Tom Brady.
That's the only guy I could think of that has an argument. And I think part of what hurts Tom Brady's argument is not Tom Brady's fault. It's that he has had a full career and has won so many Super Bowls and done so many things and won so many awards and placed so high on that we almost forget where he was picked right. and where he came from. Now, my pushback on that would be, look, he started at Michigan. Like, it wasn't mm-hmm. like he was just some guy, and that may be just yeah. one of the faults of the scouting process. But obviously, you could use the same things on Jokic as far as a fault in the scouting process. I think Tom Brady absolutely has. That's the argument I was thinking of, and I was hoping you'd bring that up. It's just so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talked about layers, it's like, well, Tom Brady then ended up, you know, when he started winning, you could see as a star quality, yeah. that charisma, that ego, the push, the drive, and now he's a super-duper pooper star.
Yeah.
Jokic is just like, eh, yeah. well, whatever. Like, his brothers show more passion.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a bit. Like, you know, he was like, wait, the parade's going to be when? Like, he wanted right. to go home and be with the horses. And the video that they show him with his teammates when he technically they announced it, he was just like,
yeah, let's go.
And it didn't even seem like, hey, I'm putting on a show. It's just like, okay.
I think he's cool, honestly like he's yeah. embarrassed almost. Yeah. We're down to 0-2.
Yeah. And I care about this more.
Yeah. You want me to talk about individual?
Yeah.
A couple more notes on him that I thought were very, very interesting. Number one, Tom Haberstroh put this out, and I think it's interesting. Comparing Nikola Jokic to every MVP since 1984 and analyzing their supporting cast when it comes to awards, All-Star, All-NBA, or All-Defense, through his first 9 seasons. When you look at Nikola Jokic, he is the only MVP since 1984 without a single All-Star, All-NBA, or All-Defense teammate in his first 9 seasons. Yeah. So you want to talk about most valuable. I think that is a hell of a point by Tom.
Yeah.
Not one. Now, look, Michael Porter Jr. is great. Jamal Murray is great. Aaron Gordon is great. They're all Hall of Good teammates, but just like even Jordan had Pippen, Rodman, like those are Hall of Famers. I don't think those, I mean, Jamal Murray maybe, but I don't think any of those guys are going to be Hall of Famers.
Yeah, and sometimes now I think we're in such an era where so many guys are capable of getting all three stats, meaning points, rebounds, and assists, and Jokic does that. So in All-Stars are kind of based on wins and stats. If Jokic is getting so many of them.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, our next highest guy is averaging 16. Well, that could be an All-Star, but they only have four boards a game, and they only have four assists because Jokic is, you know, at 30 and, well, 25, 12, and 10.
Yeah. Like,
he's getting everything.
He is getting. He truly is.
Yeah.
And for those who say as we go to break here, like, well, dude, you can say about Jamal Murray, but he's one of the greatest playoff performers in recent history. It's a regular season award, mm-hmm. though. Remember that. Not applicable. Finally, Nikola Jokic, of course, MVP Western Conference. Defensive Player of the Year, Western Conference. Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Clutch Player of the Year, Western Conference. It's pretty interesting when you see how much those Western Conference players are. And the East is probably going to win the title.
Yeah.
But a lot of talent in the West, Kings fans, as you well know. We'll take another break when we come back. Safe or out. Oh, boy. More weird stuff in the Shohei Ohtani saga. And the Pirates are calling up the big guy. This is a big, big, big deal. No pun intended. We'll get to it next.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings.
It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
We do have Safe or Out coming up. Reminder, the Kelly brothers joining us in about 45 minutes, and the great Sam Amick as well. Good at business.
Sam Amick joining us. Very excited. Dare I say, as excited as I've ever been to have Sam on.
Dare I say.
Another note on Jokic wanted to share with you real quick. I forgot what it was, though. Yes. The last four MVP winners in the playoffs. In 2021, bounced in round two. 2022, bounced in round one. 2023, bounced in round two. This year, Nikola Jokic and his Nuggets down 0-2.
So the year he wins the finals MVP, it's Embiid that was the
mm-hmm. MVP. In the meantime, safer out. Christopher Laud. Question one.
The Pirates are calling up Paul Skeens. Safer out. This is baseball's next big thing.
I'm going to say safe because it's going to be, even if he sucks, it's going to be the next big thing. Number one player picked in the draft out of LSU. Started the Air Force Academy. I was reading about Paul Skeens this morning a little bit. And he's a real interesting story. They say like he has this maturity level to him that is kind of crazy for somebody his age. The way he doesn't get too high or too low, very analytical, loves to watch film. And I did not know he started the Air Force Academy and then entered the transfer portal to go to LSU. And I really want to know more about that because, as I understood, you go to the Air Force Academy, they pay for your, whatever, and then you got to serve in the Air Force. So how do you get out of that commitment? Right. But whatever. Jason, in the minor leagues, he did not win a game. He also did not lose a game. In seven starts, his ERA was 0.99,
woo!
27 innings pitched, 45 strikeouts with a whip of 0.91. Paul Skeens averages 100 miles per hour. That's his average on his pitches. Not, he can dig deep and get to 102. No, he averages 100, has incorporated a few breaking pitches. He got hit around a little bit in spring training. But this is one of the, I'm trying to think, I want to say Steven Strasburg was maybe the last rookie pitcher that had this much hype around him, so it's gonna be a big thing no matter what.
Yeah, and then you see how he does out of the chute, right? We had guys like a few weeks ago, Jackson Holiday. I mean, yes. That was the former number one pick, and he gets called up, and then he just didn't get hits at the beginning, so he got sent down. But this is that same kind of hype, and you don't pitch every day, but if it's the first time and he's getting called up, Pittsburgh's looking for a boost, and they're ready to bring in the top pick, so let's go.
I'm going to give you, according to MLB.com, real quick, I'm going to give you, I'll just go top seven, and I'm stopping at seven for a reason, not on purpose, Jason, but names that people I think will know. Brian Taylor, New York Yankees. God, I remember him as a prospect. I had so many Greg Jeffries, Brian Taylor cards. Didn't work out. Tore his rotator cuff in an off-field fight, and was never the same. A name some local folks will remember. Drafted number 14, Todd Van Poppel.
Oh, Pops.
Oh, man.
Pops.
Josh Beckett, number 5, actually ended up winning a couple of titles and was World Series MVP in 03 with the Marlins.
Who'd they beat?
Can't remember. Number 4, this one I very much remember because I watched a lot. My best friend was an LSU fan. And, Florida State and LSU were very, very good back then. Ben McDonald, he had the one sideburn and the mustard sardines in the dugout. He was a interesting dude. Joined the Orioles after a couple minor league starts. Won 78 games in 9 years. Had a lot of shoulder problems. The one that probably breaks my heart the most, Jason, out of USC, Mark Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
God, when they had Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor. We just talked about Kerry, the anniversary of his 20 strikeout game last week. When they had Wood and Pryor at the top of their rotation, it was like they're breaking the streak. And
right.
There were some good teams in there. Pryor just ended up, it was health for him.
Yeah.
You know, that's a common thing. They have Skeens at number 2 with Strasburg at San Diego State at number 1. And by the way, Strasburg, who just retired.
Yeah.
Again, injuries. 113 games won, a World Series MVP, 3 All-Star teams, 7th all-time in strikeout rate at 10.5 per 9. Good career.
Yeah, but we all thought there'd be more.
In most cases, in fact, in all of these, you look down the list, maybe Beckett is the only one that really,
yeah.
And even Beckett almost, you know, generally the hype, Giants fans will remember Salmon Torres. Remember that name? Ended up being a Pittsburgh Pirate. So excited for it, though.
Yeah, see what he does. I think it's safe. It is the next big thing.
Number 2.
Skeens, because he transferred before his junior year at Air Force, is not required to enlist in the Air Force.
Interesting. Nice nugget, Chris. Thank you. Okay, there you go. I did not know that was a loophole. By the way, I kind of slid that to my kid, to my son, a couple weeks ago. He's not thinking about college. I was like, what do you think about the Air Force Academy? He's like, I don't know. I mean, do they feed you? Literally, that was his question. You get free food? Yes, they do, son.
I'll go.
There's cheeseburgers. Number 2.
Shohei Ohtani's interpreter allegedly wired money to a Real Housewives cast member to cover his gambling debts. Safer out. This story is going to get even weirder.
Oh, that's so safe, dude. This is like, it sounds like something like you had a wheel of story. Okay, Shohei Ohtani, gambling. His interpreter, I'm spinning a wheel here. Real Housewives.
What?
Yeah, what? Apparently, this was like a go between. But yeah, apparently the interpreter wired money to one of the husbands on the Real Housewives, and that got to the bookie. And yeah, it's going to get weirder, dude.
It's already pretty darn weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah. I love this, though. Let's keep it going. Let's see the next layer of this onion.
It's going to be, like, it turns out that he ended up betting on the UFC a lot, and Shohei Ohtani is distantly related to Dana White, and they grew up together in a small town in Canada. I don't know.
That's,
what if that happened?
Connect the dots.
For a second, I was like, oh, where is this going?
I know, right? Number 3.
The Giants place Jorge Soler.
What?
I messed up the name.
Oh.
Jorge Soler.
It's Jorge.
I know.
Not George.
I know.
Okay.
That's what upset me.
If you have any other questions about how to pronounce anything like that, just let me know. I'm your guy. Jorge.
The Giants place Jorge Soler.
Can I just say I'd rather have Chris mess up Jorge Soler, which is funny because, you know, it's Chris, than have like Kyle, if he was filling in for you, to be like, Jorge. Okay, dude.
They placed him on the 10-day IL. Stay for out. Things just keep getting worse for them.
Kyle's on the 10-day IL.
Yeah, that's safe, dude. I mean, look, they did win yesterday.
Yeah.
They went into, that's two in a row in Colorado, so they're showing a little bit of
life.
They're
beating the worst team in baseball and doing it well.
They are. Yeah. You know what? You got to take care of those. Hey, you got to take care of those 500 teams, below 500 teams. Imagine being a competitive team and having struggles with teams below 500. Couldn't be any imagine. Team I root for. Yeah. But yeah, safe is a tough year so far for the Giants.
Yeah, and they just, you know, obviously he was going to be a key part of what they were trying to do offensively. So like they've got things adding up against them. Snell hasn't been right. They haven't played that well. What was Bob Melvin's quote the other day? It's like, yeah, at the beginning we weren't playing very well. Now we're playing terribly.
That's a great quote. Well, and now George Soler, as Chris says, he is on the IL. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Knicks go up 2-0, but that ain't the story. A baller move from Indiana.
Baller.
I will explain it. A baller move, as the kids say, because they think something's going on that is sus. Mm. We'll talk about
Inky.
That next.